me in the corner. That's me in the spot. Like losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much. I haven't said.
Losing my religion. They only mean that figuratively, I think. That's R.E.M., and that's for starters on a Tuesday here at Armed Forces Radio. Going to keep on rolling now with Pat Benatar.
Thank you.
the old man, old Maine, down the road from John Fogerty and Pat Benatar before that. Pat doing the blues from her latest album, a song called Paying the Cost to Be Boss. I want to give you some information now that might be a little confusing because a lot of people think that reporting fraud, waste, or abuse is like tattling. But hey, it's not. When you report fraud or waste or abuse of authority, you're assuming important responsibility as an American citizen. Because when mismanagement isn't reported, it's a waste of tax dollars. And it's your money, too. So report fraud, waste, or abuse to your local authorities, your IG, or the defense hotline. Okay? We're going to get back to some music right now on Armed Forces Radio. This is Trickster.
I'll be your defender, cause
can be just who you want to be on the Street of Dreams, Rainbow, and also we heard from Trickster with Surrender. Got Rod Stewart coming up in just 1 minute, but first, I need to talk to you about your health. Now, we hear a lot about consuming control of our life, getting it all together, taking stock, reordering our priorities. Much easier said than done. Well, whatever the transformation process, the aim is improvement in mind, body, or spirit. Most of us could stand a little improvement, right? And some more than others, of course. Now, that's true, especially when you consider the fact that over one-third of all adult Americans still smoke. And this ratio is even higher in the military. So how do we reduce these numbers? Well, education is a good start. As we've learned more about the health consequences of smoking, we've also developed better ways to help smokers kick the habit. It's not easy, but it can be done. Surveys indicate more than 40 million Americans are ex-smokers, and cigarette smoking continues to drop. So if you don't smoke, why start? And if you do smoke, begin your self-improvement program with a day away from smoking, and a second day, and a third, and so on until you kick the habit. It could lead you to a happier, healthier lifestyle. Why not give it a shot? You'll never know until you try. This is Armed Forces Radio with Mary Turner and the latest from Rod Stewart.
Sky, I'll be sailing. song. Never will I roam, for I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll be safe.
Sail through the rising sun for you and you and you.
Ride the Tiger. That's the starship going back a few years. We heard from Rod Stewart before that, and I'm going to whoop you over the head with some Motley Crue in just a half a minute, right after we discuss the origins of certain words, particularly the word bayonet. Where did this term originate? Well, the best sources say that the bayonet was named for Bayonne, France, where these weapons were first made or first used. The early French bayonets were short, flat daggers, and from them has developed a great variety of shapes and sizes in use today. Another interesting term, there you have it, used by the military. Ready? This is Armed Forces Radio. I'm Mary Turner, and here's Motley Crue. Being caught stealing, great, bad idea, but a great song from Jane's Addiction. And Motley Crue preceded that with Kickstart My Heart. I wanted to stop for just a minute here now to talk about a serious subject. It's amazing, but blindness strikes one American every 12 minutes. Each year, more than 45,000 Americans lose the gift of vision. But with practical application of existing knowledge, half of this blindness could be prevented. Cataract, the leading destroyer of eyesight among adults. Glaucoma, the sneak thief of sight that causes childhood vision problems. The campaign against the enemies of vision continues. So make sure that you and all your family have eye exams. Don't neglect vision problems because they won't cure themselves. Teach children to play safely and learn to guard against eye hazards yourself at home and at work. A little cautionary notice for you on a Tuesday here at Armed Forces Radio. I'm going to get back to some music right now with Yes.
My resistance is wearing thin.